Hey folks, Richard Tubb here. Now, it was all the way back in Tubb Talk episode 75 that I interviewed Gil Pekelman, who is the CEO of Atera. We talked about building the ultimate all-in-one solution for MSPs, and it was one of the most popular episodes of Tubb Talk that we've had to date. So I was recently speaking with Oshri Mail, who is the co-founder and chief technology officer at Atera, and he's got some big news to share. So I thought, rather than just have a chat with each other, we would share our conversation with you. So Oshri, how are you doing today? Good to see you.
Great, Richard. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you for taking the time to join us for this bonus-ode of Tubb Talk. So Atera, we've got a load of fans within the MSP community, especially you listen to this podcast. So I thought it'd be interesting to give all of the audience here an insight into the big news at Atera and what's been going on. So can you give us a glimpse of what's been happening at Atera since I last spoke to Gil?
Yes, so we're very excited. You know, we just raised $77.8 million. And it will help us grow, you know, both in terms of our customers and our community, but also employees. We have almost 100 open positions, and we are expanding our R&D team, and it's very exciting for us.
So first of all, that's a phenomenal amount of investment to raise. So congratulations. So it only seems like yesterday that I was having the conversation with Gil, yourself and others about Atera, this startup company that was going to change the MSP industry. And now here we are, and you're talking about huge sums of investment. You're becoming a major player in the market. Give us a tiny bit of background on it without going into specifics. Where did the investment come from and what is it going to mean for Atera?
So the investment came from General Atlantic, which is a growth equity firm that is actually one of the leaders in this field. And they identified, you know, Atera as a major player, and they want to help us become the number one IT management tool for IT technicians and MSPs.
It's fantastic, absolutely fantastic to see how you've grown so quickly. So what new, let me get down to brass tacks here, as we'd say here in the UK. So it's a lot of money. You've talked about hiring a lot of new people. You've got 100 open positions at the moment. But when it comes to actual Atera customers, what changes are they going to see? For instance, what new features have you got in the pipeline?
Yeah, so first of all, of course, new features, and I'll expand a little bit more about that. But besides that, it will help us grow our community. And when our community grows, the power of our tool is actually growing with it, because we have a lot of feature around community and around sharing ideas, scripts, configurations, and much more. So whenever our community grows, the power of the tool is just becoming fantastic. In terms of features, so we just released auto tagging for our ticketing system.
Okay.
Which means we have an AI system that understands the problem within the ticket and automatic give it a label. And our next step, it's something that we actually are going to release very soon. We have the auto dispatching. We'll give some very a very extensive automation based on those automatic tagging. So for an instance, if you have some printer issues and you have some technician with specialized with printers, you can automatically assign a ticket to him or send an email or do some other action that will save time and, you know, give you the flexibility.
That's
besides
fantastic.
That, our customers already noticed we changed our UI. We created a new UI, much more, much faster, much more easy to use and intuitive, and will eventually support also dark mode and all those good capabilities.
Yeah.
And we are improving the network discovery module, and it will help our customers, you know, give a better service, be more secured. Even in a work group environment, we currently supported only domain environments. So we're also expanding that. And as I said, the community features, we are going to expand that for configuration and all the rest of the stuff in our system. We'll just try to take advantage of our growing community, you know, and help the new guys set everything up within seconds.
It's a fantastic community already. So for anybody watching this, is an Airterra user, you've not been inside the Airterra Facebook group, or you've not get involved with other MSPs, there's a load of value here, because I'm active in the Airterra Facebook community, and there's MSPs helping one another. The Airterra staff are there chiming in. So, it, you know, it really is good. But it sounds as though you're talking about the ability to exchange like scripts and other features like that. That's very cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've got to dive into something. You said the magic word there, which was artificial intelligence, AI. I'm big into machine learning, AI. I genuinely think this has got a huge part to play in the future of the managed service industry. So you talked about the auto tagging using machine learning there to sort of work out what the ticket is about. So that's very cool in the first step. The thing I'm most excited there, you mentioned AI dispatching. Now, anybody watching this who runs an MSP and has got maybe a team of service desk engineers, and Oshri, you and I know this because we're both engineers. It's easy for engineers to cherry pick the tickets they want to work on and ignore the ones that they don't want to work on, which is why dispatching is so important, because it says, here's your next ticket to work on. So tell me more about the dispatching, the AI dispatching feature there, and how you see it working.
Yeah, so first of all, today, as I mentioned, we are auto-tagging the tickets, which means we save a lot of time for MSP, you know, reading the ticket, understanding the problem, etc. And we are giving you the label. We will tell you it's a reset password issue or network credentials and stuff like that. And based on that, we have the automation, ticket automation mechanism, which give you a big set of tools that you can create those dispatching and alerting and all the rest of the stuff, and you can extend the capabilities, you know, each MSP with his business needs. I can give a few examples. Dispatching was one of them. So if you want to take some, you know, technical aspects and attach it to a specific technician, but not only, maybe you want to notify your customers when there is a specific problem. So you can also do that. The idea is that, you know, we are auto-tagging the tickets, and now you can create automation based on that. And you talked about AI. I will just say that I cannot share everything we do, because we have a very big innovation center in Airterra that works on crazy stuff. You know, I can say that one thing that is leading us, you know, in the innovation center, that we want to save you guys the time. So we want to read the tickets and tell you exactly what to do. And we want to, you know, analyze the behavior of your systems. And what leaves us is exactly that, to save you time. So expect a lot of AI and automation, you know, in the next future. And we have a lot of very cool ideas. We have patents, which are crazy. I cannot share everything with you, unfortunately, but it's going to be an amazing time.
This is fantastic. The growth that you've experienced so far, to see that you're going to go even further in the future. Mm-hmm. So first of all, congratulations for everything that you've achieved. So proud to see how the company has grown there. You absolutely deserve it. And thank you for sharing with us. I'm really excited. So the auto tagging feature is available now. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. But the AI dispatching, what sort of timeline have we got on that?
In 1 month.
So soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's in beta, by the way. So everyone wants to join the beta and see it already. So
the beta test is available to people if they want to test this out now.
Yes.
Brilliant. And if anybody watching this is an Atera user, wasn't aware of the beta test, but wants to get involved, how can they do that?
I think a ticket to our support, and we are will be happy to give them the opportunity to help us.
Fantastic. Yeah. Because it's a two-way street. Obviously, yeah. I know from the Atera community, you listen to MSPs quite a lot. You take on board their feedback. You are very open and honest about the new features that you've got coming out and the roadmap of what's coming up there. Now, I know without giving anything big away, if I was to ask you, Oshri, in 3 years' time, where do you see Atera? How would you answer that?
So I think in 3 years' time, which is a lot in our environment.
A huge amount of time, yeah.
And I'll say something big. We are going to be the IT operating system. So you as an MSP, all you need, when you're going to manage a network, you'll need Atera. You'll have everything you want, everything you need, and all the integration will be, you know, out of the box. And you'll have the set of tools to do everything needed, you know, to run a company. To run a business with the high continuity, you know, no downtime, and a highly maintained network. So we see ourselves as the IT operating system, you know, in 3 years, and we'll get to it.
I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it at all. You are growing at such a rapid pace. Well, Oshri, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today. Exciting times for you and the whole Atera community. I suspect things are going to move at a very quick pace. So could we jump on a call like this, you know, in maybe 3-6 months' time and see where we've moved on again?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I look forward to it.
It was fantastic. And I was very excited to be joining this session.
Oh, my pleasure. No, thank you. Big fan of yours. Congratulations to yourself, Gil, the entire team there at Atera. And we're looking forward to seeing what you produce next. So thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Hey folks, Richard here. Thanks for listening today. I know you've got a ton of options for who you listen to nowadays, so I really appreciate your support. Do you have any feedback on this episode? Ideas for future guests? Tweet me at Tubblog using the hashtag TubTalk. I respond to every tweet and really appreciate your feedback.